we've learned anything from these past couple of years, my fellow Americans, it's that personal medical freedom and liberty are in crisis. America Out Loud Pulse brings together the top experts in healthcare-related fields to keep you a beat ahead.
This is Peter Bregan, and beside me is
Ginger Bregan.
And we are the Peter and Ginger Bregan radio show, our only activity where we both go on the air together. We're into our fourth show now, and it's a riot. I mean, trying to work with my partner of 40 years and everything, and now in radio, is quite amazing. We are doing this on a wonderful platform, America Out Loud. Thank you, Malcolm, for that. And this is The Pulse. And we do this every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. And every weekday, there is another medically oriented show at this time on America Out Loud. And we're proud to be a part of this group. Now, we are interviewing today somebody whom I wish you could see, but you'll have to go to her website to see her interviewing me. Sherry Bellman is her name, Sherry Bellman. And her website is healthmatterssummit.com. Sherry is like a coach. She's a personal and spiritual development person. I think that the whole future of therapy really depends on people outside the system who haven't ruined their brains getting trained. So I just love folks who just have, well, she radiates charisma. She's bright as a person can be. She loves freedom. She's become a leader in communicating what the good doctors of the world want to communicate. But as she puts it, they get pulled off of YouTube and she still hangs in there. So it's just wonderful to have you on. And I invited her on to our show minutes after she finished interviewing me because we started talking after the show and we talked about something that I'd like to maybe hold to the third segment because it's amazing. But she talked about an experience which I would call a near-death experience. And she said, well, it's not a near-death experience because I didn't die. I said, that's what the word means, near-death. You had a near-death experience. That was most incredible and moved me very deeply. And I want to talk about that in the third segment. And Ginger, did you want to say anything before we start out with giving Sherry the mic to talk about what she's doing?
I would just like to say I had the best interview with Sherry, and that was done and pre-recorded for the summit that she is sponsoring and that she has organized. It's going to be a fabulous summit. It's several days long. We're going to let Sherry describe it to you, and I'd like for all of our listeners to know about this now so they can participate and go and listen and learn on that day. She has marvelous, marvelous, professional, courageous speakers. So Sherry, share with us what the summit's going to be all about.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Dr. Bregan and Ginger. This is a pleasure. It's something I would have never imagined, and here we are. And after my experience that we're going to be talking about in the third segment, like Dr. Bregan mentioned, I had on my heart the desire to hold a 21-speaker summit. And expressly what the doctors and subject matter experts that are leading the way in regards to COVID and recovery and so many other things that are going on. And so my heart was just going out to, well, first of all, an admiration for all these doctors that are standing up. And then very upset seeing that they're being censored and canceled. And so I just asked myself, well, what can I do? Because I just believe that if all of us do something, we can transform this situation. I totally believe that. And I don't believe it's the power of one. I believe it's the power of all, and that together we can do wonders. And so the summit is going to be held the first week in May, May 2nd to the 6th. This is a free summit. This is online, pre-recorded. We have 21 experts that are going to be talking to us about optimal health beyond COVID, because we're looking at COVID maybe in a rearview mirror. Some of us are still quite affected by it, maybe in our health, maybe with post-vax injuries, or whatever the case may be. And so we have these 5 days set up. The first day is going to be about how to deal with COVID. We have wonderful doctors lined up. Then the second day, we're going to be talking about health and nutrition. Third day, long haulers, vaccine injuries, and COVID sufferers. Fourth day, we are talking about emotional health, and we have Dr. Bragan wrapping it up that day. And the fifth day, we are talking about the blueprint moving forward, and there we will be listening to none other than Ginger Bragan. Wonderful, marvelous interview.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it too. And you're going to have a full lineup of speakers every day. 21 in all?
Yes, the 21 in total. We have 4 each day, except on the day with emotional health, we have 5. We have 5 speakers. And so the lineup is amazing. Just par excellence, the speakers.
Yes. And Sherry, tell us once more where people can go after they're done with this audio so that they can set this
up. Well, the audio, all you would have to do is go to healthmatterssummit.com. And there you're going to have an opt-in page, and all you have to do is put in your name, your email address, and then May 2nd, you'll be receiving in your inbox the interviews. They will be dropping into your inbox each day. And so all they have to do is go to healthmatterssummit.com and sign up, and then we will get to see you on the other side.
Wow. Now, when they drop into our inbox, they're there for us to listen to at any point?
Yes, they will have, they will have the instructions. We're also asking people to be able to share this with friends and family because of the information. And actually, I don't want to give too much away, but the fifth day, I was interviewing Dr. Esquire Todd Callender with Truth for Health, and he was just revealing amazing things that are coming up and that everybody needs to know. I mean, everybody needs to know what is coming, because we're looking at COVID in the rearview mirror, and what is ahead of us, we all need to be prepared for. And he will give us help with that and support.
Now, you have a practice, as we mentioned.
Yes.
Do you do a Zoom as well as face-to-face? How do you work?
Yes, actually, it would be remote. Remote via Zoom is the way I work.
Do they find you to give you a call and talk to you about your practice?
Well, right now, the best way would be to find me at Health Matters at this summit. That is the best way, because one of the things that we will be offering is that free 15-minute call to be able to assess their situation and see how is the best way that we can accompany them, because everyone has different needs. And I guess my heart is that people would not feel alone, people would not feel isolated, and that they would understand. Maybe I don't have the answer, but with all of our wonderful friends, I know that we can find someone to be able to support them in this journey. And I believe that is the most important thing. Maybe it's not me, but us, we have answers. And that's my heart. I do not want people to feel alone, isolated, and stuck in fear.
Do you do both video and or telephone? Does the person get a choice?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I recommend strongly that you do video with her.
Yes.
Call her on FaceTime. Just looking at her, you'll feel better for the whole day. Because,
and they'll have the mystery since they can't see me, right? They'll be like, what does this woman look like?
Yes. You're so full of life. It's just absolutely wonderful. Where would you like to go from here in maybe talking about your work? I mean, we're open-ended here.
Yes.
And we could actually at any time talk about that major experience, but
right.
What do you think? Would you like to just actually go and talk about that near-death experience? We have only 6 minutes, but we could continue it into the second segment.
Well, we can. Actually, I was working. I do online courses. And so I was finishing my online course. My online course is called Shine. And the whole setup of Shine is based on a diamond. And so I divide it into 4 segments. The first one would be the deposit. And I believe that all of us in life, Dr. Bragan and Ginger, we have been given a plot of land. And on that land, there is great value. Right. And so I talk about the deposit in each person's life. Each person that's listening to this, they have been deposited something of great value. But as we know, diamonds just don't come on our finger. No, they need to be looked for. And so the second side of the work is to begin to discover. It's getting off that bench of life. I'd say it's like a metaphorical bench, right? We can be sitting on the porch of life. And we can look at the plot of land and we can be looking at people next door and be like, oh, their plot of land is nicer. Oh, if I just had that plot of land, if I just had this, and we spend that our time comparing, when what we really need to do is just get down to work with what we have. And that with what we have, we've got more than enough. And so it's the deposit. It's what's been placed there. And then we get to discover it. And so as I go into this course, I go explaining what to find that diamond. You have to go through 250,000 tons of dirt to find 1 carat of diamond. That's a lot of dirt, sir. And that's a lot of work. And many people do not want to get up off that bench of life, that metaphorical bench, and do the work. And so they just sit. They complain, they compare, and they're stuck. And it doesn't have to be that way, but it takes work. And so you have the discovery process, that is one. And then I have what I call the development process, because once you do find that diamond in the rough, you think, wow, I found this diamond in the rough. So much work, so much dirt. And a lot of times we just stay stuck there. Like, okay, I have this diamond in the rough, but don't touch, we're like Golem, don't touch my precious, right? It's like, it's my precious, don't touch this. But really, for it to gain value and to be, valuable, to increase in value, it needs to be cut. It needs to be polished. It needs to lose half of its mass. And a lot of times we're not willing to do that. We want to hold on, and we need to get rid of things if what we have of great value is going to be used. And so the third step in the process is the developmental process. And the last process is what I call the delivery. And it's sort of like I've seen 2 of our 3 sons and the lengths they went to find their diamond for their precious, special person. And how much joy it brought them, right? To come show us the diamond that they had chosen to give away. And so I think all the work, you go through what is the development process, the cutting, the polishing, and it is to give it away. Because that is when it gains value, is when you give your gifts away to the world. And we know the heirlooms, they go down from generation to generation. That person might have passed away, but we have our grandmother's wedding ring. We have our mother's wedding ring. They are heirlooms that continue in time, and our lives are the same way. Our lives aren't just to be here and then gone tomorrow. It's to be able to leave a legacy. And so that would be a nutshell of sort of what I was working on when I got interrupted by COVID.
Wow.
I love that.
I'm sitting here thinking about what is my diamond or what are my diamonds?
Oh, you have so many of them.
So many, sure.
Well, I'll get them all out in 1 minute and 35 seconds.
Okay, awesome.
Of silence.
We aren't ready to be silent yet.
No, can't be silent. One diamond.
I just love that concept of those four different aspects. And you're right, that fourth plane or that fourth facet where you develop or facet and polish. I've done cabochon work, which is the smooth-based polishing of gemstones. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is a huge amount of work. Faceting is even more. Very detailed. A lot of it is done under a microscope. But of course, when it's done right, you end up with a brilliant, precious gift that you can give. Yes. And what you talk about it being a gift makes so much sense to me, because I think all of us have the opportunity to give of our positive love and our energy and our caring. But we have to decide and we have to reach out in order to offer that. And that can make all the difference in other people's lives.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about all of our diamonds when we come back.
That sounds great.
Okay. Oh, right, I like diamonds.
All right, folks.
We're going to take a break.
I have no idea. Maybe I'll surprise Ginger and tell you about some of her diamonds.
That would be great. Thank you, Peter.
That would be okay.
Yes. All right. Okay. We're going to stop for a minute.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for 20% off your first order of any HealthyCell product. Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Well, here we are again with Sherry Belmar, a person who brings life everywhere she goes, and who's trying to help us all not hide our light under a bushel. Is that what it is?
Yes, something exactly. Like
that? Yes.
That's another metaphor for what she is talking about. And you can find Sherry on healthmatterssummit.com. And we're both going to be on that health summit, interviewed by Sherry. We left off with Sherry talking about, totally unexpectedly to me, about the finding your diamonds. And I think it's a very good, metaphor. You know, Ginger and I have been lately, and I have no idea what I'm going to say, Ginger and I lately have been going through a kind of second lifetime. And one of the things that I have noticed is that she is a little over 70 years old now, but she's still my trophy wife since I'm 85. But still looks, oh God, she's so, you're so young and beautiful to me. But I think that's love, though. I'm lovesick. That's one of my diamonds. Is I know my biggest diamond. Never mind yours. My biggest diamond is God brought us together, and I had the courage to love you.
Yes, yes, and it was such a gift to me.
Yeah, I had actually met Ginger 10 years earlier, folks, and I fell in love with her on the spot. I was married; she was single. Fell in love with her on the spot. We spent a couple of days together, platonic, very moral lady. And I mean, I just knew that this person I had met was my match, actually, intellectually, at the age of 20. And I mean, I would bring up things that stunned other people or made them want to run away. And she'd sit there and reinterpret what I said or add something to it. And she always, you know, got it immediately. And she just sparkled. I mean, it's like we could see each other's souls. And it was so wonderful that I had such a panic that I just wouldn't acknowledge the experience.
Broke my heart. Didn't see him for 10 years.
Wow.
And then 10 years later, God got fed up with me or had pity on us both or something, and arranged for us to meet by the strangest happenstance in Los Angeles. I didn't know she was on Los Angeles, and I was going to Los Angeles to be on a comment on a play. And then I had arranged to get my way paid, because in those days, there were big TV shows in places. There was a big talk show in Los Angeles. And I got my way paid to the Universal Hotel. And I got there and found a message from a mutual friend mentioning Ginger, and wrong last name. I didn't know she'd been married and divorced. I'd been married and divorced. And I called her and, you know, left a message of, this is my Ginger, and I want to see you.
And I was so nervous. I was so nervous that I was going to see Peter again. And I decided that I was doing public relations in Beverly Hills at that point, but I decided I'm not going to put on the silk suit and the blouse and the beautiful pumps. I'm putting on my denims and a khaki t-shirt. He's going to just see me. And he's either going to love me or he's not. I didn't even think that he might love me. But I remember what I thought. I thought maybe I can do some public relations for him, because I really liked the idea of doing PR for really responsible and moral and ethical organizations or individuals. So I thought maybe he'll do some PR. So of course I wore khaki t-shirt and jeans. That didn't make any sense, but
it worked.
We got together. We spent a couple of days together, and he asked me to marry him right then.
Well, and actually, it was quicker than that.
Oh, I know, that day.
It was over lunch, I think, or the end.
Practically, yes.
Practically over lunch. I yes. thought to myself, I'm still in love with this woman after 10 years. I was so stupid. Maybe God's good and I can marry her.
And I think we were ready then. We were old enough to be ready then. Wow. So that's one of our diamonds.
Oh, my God.
Yes, one of the biggest.
And it's a very it's the biggest good example blessing. For anybody to think about, really, because, and then, I'd like to have Sherry just talk about, why don't you talk about that experience? There's so many lessons in it.
Well, I do. I just want to mention one thing that when we talk about relationships, what you're sharing is very similar to what happened to me and my husband. It was like the first time we sat down to share, he asked me to marry him.
Oh.
And I said, yes. Like if he was waiting for an answer, he was like, would you marry me? And I'm like thinking, marry you? I don't even know you. And he was like waiting for an answer. And so I said, well, I guess if I had to marry someone today, I'd marry you. And that's how we started.
Aww,
it was crazy.
That's
was
wonderful.
Oh, that, and, oh my gosh.
30 and, years later. Yep.
And that was, did you know him a little bit?
Well, we had known each other. There was like an interest. I was in Argentina. He's Argentine. And so it was just like the first time we really sat down to share together. And so it was like the first time we were really sharing. And so when it was drawing to a close and he asked me to marry him, I'm like, we're like just starting. But anyway, that's why when you said that, that just sounded so... so neat, and like I totally relate. So anyway.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, and then folks, you got to do the work, because certainly Ginger and I had a lot of work the first year or two. Got easier and better as time went on. And
especially you arrive in a relationship in your 30s with whatever experiences you've already had. And some of it can be very painful. It can make you feel very vulnerable.
Right.
But I think that once you work through all of those issues, the biggest one for me became a fear of losing Peter, not from a betrayal. I felt so secure with him, but the sudden realization that we're mortals and that at some point that changes. And you have, and when you're as in love as that, that fear is something you then have to conquer, and you just have to step beyond it and embrace what God is bringing you and trust in the future.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And trust yourself enough. Trust yourself enough to know that you will deal with whatever gets placed in your path as you move along.
Yeah, because real authentic relationships take courage. It's just like what you said, Ginger. It's like being vulnerable is that, right? And so I believe that after childhood, we become professionals at right? The veneer, the polish, the covering to protect ourselves. And so that it takes courage to be able to have a good relationship. And another thing that I believe is so important is to stop the avoidance, right? Because it's like with fear, then we like avoid issues. And so that is also courage. Courage is to face what's going on, face what's coming up. And that's where you'll be able to have the relationship that everyone longs for. Everyone, I believe everybody wants to be loved and to love. That's my personal opinion.
It's so true. I totally agree.
Is there anything greater, right? Because that's the most nurturing. And then from that will come children, family. Yes, nobody's perfect, but there's always possibilities and living in the possibilities.
One thing that I've noticed is how little love is talked about anymore. Not even in much of popular music compared to 20, 30, 50 years ago. Oh my God.
Say that?
I know. That's what I heard myself say that. Oh, that's dating. But I've really noticed over time that, especially in intellectual circles, love is like a taboo word. It's the L word. It doesn't right. get mentioned. And I think that's very deliberately directed in this materialistic, unspiritual world that it tends to be suppressed. And I believe that it's part of our responsibility as people who embrace the idea of love and a positive possibilities in life and the best in human beings to help people to remember that all those wonderful kinds of love are available. But again, just like with romantic love, you have to open yourself up to the vulnerability of caring about others, connecting with others, being willing to risk rejection from right. others. It may happen. Not everybody is everybody else's cup of tea for friends or for acquaintances or whatever.
That's right.
But that's right. Reaching out and making those connections is infinitely rewarding.
I absolutely agree. And I would say, even if there's someone that's listening today and they just happen to jump on right now and they're hearing it, maybe the invitation is that, right? To be able to dare to risk, because we only get one life. And if we spend our whole life protecting ourselves, we haven't lived at all. Mm-hmm. And that's sad.
For those of you who are guys like me, who always put their careers first, their own thoughts first, their whatever first. For me, the biggest deal was to finally love somebody so much that I put their interests as important as my own, and often more important. And that was amazing, because it's so hard to be a couple, no matter how much you love each other. We're so impaired and wounded. And any important book you read, you discover that human beings have a lot to be desired. We're all very flawed. And if you can let out such love for another person that the idea of hurting them is worse than hurting yourself, or the idea of they're not getting what they want, what you really agree and understand with what they want, and you're not doing as much for them as you would for yourself, or even more again, you got to be ready for that. And I think men have a particularly difficult time with that, because we're so linear and we're trained, and we may even be biologically different in that way. But women also have their own issues, which is that they so naturally get into a serving situation and so naturally put themselves second that they almost have to go in a different direction a lot of times and really start to think more about what they want and give to the man what you want to give, not what is prescribed by society. And it's been such a joy for me to see that with COVID-19, the ginger just took over relating to these hundreds of physicians, began making these new and wonderful friends for us. And now has agreed to do this radio show with me. And it wasn't me who talked her into it. I was been unable to for decades. It was another man. Oh, wow. All right. Well, okay. I love her so much. I'll let another man tell her. She's got a great speaking voice and she's so smart and intelligent that he wants her to come on the platform with her husband, Nate. And that was the deal. And after I got over that little bit of jealousy, I realized this is wonderful, because other people do love you and appreciate you. Many, many people. We joke about how many.
Well, also, sir, you always speak so highly of her. I was just dying to meet your ginger.
It's so true, Sherry. I handle the communications coming in, and I hear from people all the time, and I think, how do they know me? And then I realize my husband's been talking about me so often and so sweetly. I get wonderful, wonderful love and affirmation and care from so many corners of the world. It's really appreciated.
Yes, that's of course.
To take the risk, let yourself love. Mm. And love is the only thing that really ultimately resolves conflict. Mm. Because if you are really loving, the other person's interests matter as much as your own. So what is there to have a conflict about? You just go to work trying to help. I help Ginger try to meet and obtain what she wants. And she just is always helping me attain what I want. Mm. And so there's some really basic and useful lessons. And I agree with Ginger. People don't talk about love. Ironically, they don't even talk about love in therapy. I'm kind of a last resort doctor. People have seen other people and they failed in this and they failed in this kind of therapy. And then they see me or they hear me on the radio or read one of my books or whatever, or maybe they talk to a friend of ours or something. And so they get in touch with me. And if it's a couple and they sit down, they come in and sit down together. One of the first things I'm very direct about, I just say, hey, do you guys still feel love for each other? Because that's the key. Mm. And usually if people are coming for therapy, one of them will probably say, well, it's very hard the way she treats me or something. And the other will say, I still love him, but it breaks my heart or something like that. And then I'll say, well, how was it when you met? And most of them will say, oh, my God, it was amazing. It was wonderful. We just wanted to be with each other. Very often people feel it was God's intervention. Then I say, well, I can guarantee it then. You work hard, you're going to get your love and relationship back. Mm. We'll talk a little about that some more. Next segment.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Along with a healthy immune system, clean air is vital for optimal health. According to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where germs are most concentrated. It's essential to clean indoor air. Genesis is the only technology that quickly, safely, and effectively kills pathogens both in the air and on surfaces in seconds, reducing the viral load in any environment. The powerful, well-built Genesis Fogger produces a dry, ultra-fine mist using HOCL, which occurs naturally in our own immune systems. We'll be living with airborne diseases in the future. New viruses and antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no problem for Genesis. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next. Visit GenesisFogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at GenesisFogger.com/OUTLOUD.
Well, I want to go back to talking with Sherry Belmar. You've been listening to us a lot. I don't know who's interviewing you. But
we're just having a chat. This is very enjoyable.
We're sitting around getting to know each other. Share with us what you shared with me after you interviewed me and we got to talking. And you said you'd never told the story to anyone else. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is true. It's sort of been my motivating force, but it's not something that I, would be the first time I'm ever talking about it in a public way. Well, actually, I guess I did talk with Dr. Valit, but anyway, yes. My situation with COVID, first of all, I say for me, three things almost cost me my life. The first one was that I underestimated the virus. And so I thought that COVID was being blown up by the media. I was just sort of turning off the media. I didn't want to be fear-mongered. And so I just sort of lowered the volume and overlooked it. So I underestimated it. And consequently, the second one was I wasn't prepared. And so when COVID hit in August of 2021, it was the Delta variant, I got COVID. And I was, bedridden. I thought, I'll just ride it out. I'll get better. And I wasn't getting better. And so I got sick on a Saturday. And by Monday, I was bedridden. And I was just working on my bed. And then slowly, everything just started progressing. Like, then I was like, couldn't do work. And then by Wednesday, I thought, I'm going to die. Like, this is really taking over my body. And so this would go into the third problem, and that was when I reached out to doctors to get early treatment, it was denied me. That is, I called up my insurance. I asked for a doctor to prescribe a Z-Pak, and they said, no, we don't prescribe any medication for COVID until you're ready to come into the hospital. When you get sick enough, you come to the hospital. That's what they told me. That was my death sentence.
That's right? Horrific.
It is. And so, like I said, I wasn't prepared. I didn't know better. And so I had friends calling me from Panama saying, Sherry, you need to get ivermectin. I'm like, what? I'd never heard of ivermectin. I'm like, I'm sick. I'm trying to write ivermectin. Then my sister gets on, you have to get hydroxychloroquine. I'm like, writing hydroxychloroquine. Like, I couldn't even write the things out, right? And so I'm looking for them, and then you go online and they say, whatever, people already know, ivermectin's horse medicine, don't take ivermectin. You look for hydroxychloroquine, you can't get hydroxychloroquine. And so when I finally went on to Push Health and I got a Z-Pak, I could feel like it helped my body, but it wasn't enough. And like I said, I wasn't ready. And wasn't prepared. I didn't know the dosages. I didn't know the doctors to go to that could tell me dosage. And so I was already in the heat of the fire and it was too late to make a plan. I didn't have a plan. And so that is even one of my passions and my burden for doing what I do is if I'm in this situation, other people are possibly in the same situation and I want to do everything I can to help get the word out. And since I'm not a doctor, that's why I want to bring the doctors to people, the doctors that are being censored and canceled, because they're the ones that are coming with truth. So you had asked me, Dr. Bragan, if I had felt that COVID was spiritual. And I said, yes. I said, I felt it was very spiritual because by the time I hit Wednesday and I felt like I was going downhill quickly. I'm a believer. I began to pray. And in God's word, he says that when we pray, we go into the heavenly places, right? We go into the heavenly places and we can wage war in the heavenly places. And so I was physically unable to move, but I was like, I can pray. And so I'm going to go into the heavenlies and I'm going to fight this battle. Well, I had read a book, and actually I have the book right here, and it is The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. And this doctor is, he is a biologist, and he begins to explain on a cellular level how our cells respond to either fear, they close down, or our cells on a cellular level will open up in love or in faith, like we've been talking about love, but that our cells, each one of our cells, respond. And so, as I had mentioned to Dr. Bragan, I do my time, my quiet time, and I read my Bible. And before I had gotten sick, I was reading The Temptation of Christ there in Matthew 4. And in the last temptation, where the devil comes and presents himself to Jesus, he says, if you bow, he says, he took him up on a high place and showed him in a moment of time all the powers. And that phrase is, it's not just that moment, it was like the moment of time, like all the powers, all, because when we see any power, and I'm talking about what we're seeing going down here in the globalists and the global movement, when we see anyone that wants to dominate, we can assess that that is a evil force, because God is a God of love, yes, a God of justice, but God never forces himself on anyone. And so when we see, and we've seen throughout time, when rulers come in, when powers come in, and they try to dominate, that is not a God-given thing. So as we're referring to, we are in war, in this, the temptation of Christ, when Satan is saying, I'm going to give you all this, which is a lie. And that's what we're being fed today, are lies. Like we turn on our news, we turn on, everything is lies. If you just like turn it right upside down, that's probably the truth. If they're saying go get shots, you probably shouldn't get shots. If they're saying go take this, you probably should take the other thing. If they say this isn't good, well, it probably is. Like this is where we're living. And so the devil says, if you bow down and worship me, you see, he says, if I'm going to give you all this, which was a lie, I'm going to give you all the powers, because he already has the power. I'm going to give you all the power if you bow down and worship me. And so in that moment, I understood that the enemy and his forces, what he wants is my worship, my attention. He doesn't want me to give it to God. He wants it for himself. So if I'm not going to worship the devil, and I believe many people don't worship the devil, he can distract us with many other things so that we don't worship God. Because if they can't get them to worship and follow me, then at least that they don't worship and follow Christ. Why is that important? Because if we want to be diametrically opposed to evil, then that is aligning myself with Christ, with good, with God. And so in that moment, I laid on my bed and I was praying for my family, and I was praying, and I said, God, I worship you with every cell of my being. What was I saying? What? Because I believe that there is power in intent, there is power in your voice, there's power, or else we wrinkle up in fear, right? Oh no, this is taking over, I'm gonna die. And then we start telling ourselves things, right? We start self-prophesying, I'm gonna die and this is gonna happen. Whereas you're saying, no, with every cell of my being, because I understood that I was being invaded by something foreign, and I didn't know everything that I know today, and I don't know even everything that there is to be known. But I just felt that it was something foreign. I'd never felt this in my body, and I felt the war inside my body. And so, and I felt the spiritual attack, because when you're weak in mind, you're weak in body, you are susceptible, just like Christ. It was after he had fasted for 40 days. That's when the enemy came. And so, as you were mentioning, that to me was just, that was my point. It was saying, God, with every cell of my being, I worship you. And that God brought the right people. If it weren't for my husband, if it weren't for my family and my friends, I would have died. Because it was my family that was saying, hey, you probably have a silent pneumonia. You should probably go get an X-ray. I had a friend say, you should get monoclonal antibodies. I didn't know what monoclonal antibodies were. And so that was by the time I hit Sunday, when I mean, my oxygen levels were at 80.
Oh my goodness.
And so the 911, my husband had called Saturday on 911. And I told him, I said, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at home. I'm not going to the hospital. I said, I don't want to die alone. I had gone to the ER the year before 2020 and to get stitches. And it was so hard to get them to come in and get me what I needed to get. And I knew I didn't have the strength to be fighting and advocating for myself. If I couldn't have a loved one in there with me, there was like, no way. I'm like, I'm not doing that. And so the 911 came, and I was like, I'm not going. And they're like, well, we have to ask you some questions. You know, the questions they ask you. And so they asked me, who's the president of the United States? I was like, well, sir, I've been asking myself that for 6 months. I wish you could tell me, who is the president of the United States? So we all started laughing. He's like, okay, but you need, he goes, I got you. He says, but tell me who is, you know, supposedly in the White House, right? But, and then he told me, he says, you are making a wise decision. He says, it's best for you not to go to the hospital. You probably are dehydrated. Make sure you get hydration. If you can't breathe, you get help. And so, but he told me, he says, I was making a wise decision.
That's amazing.
And so I did the monoclonal antibodies. When I got in there, I couldn't even walk. They were like taking me in a wheelchair. And they did x-rays. The man said, you're in the worst condition of everyone in here. He says, I you know, the silent pneumonia. I didn't have one cough. I wasn't even aware of a silent pneumonia. I was just ignorant. And he says, I'm going to give you this cocktail. And in 2 hours, he says, you should feel better. And that's the way it was. They gave me the monoclonal antibodies. It was the day that we were taking our troops out of Afghanistan. I was watching there, everyone, you know, piling up on trying to get onto the plane. That was the day. And then when we got home, I was already able to move around and I hadn't been out of bed for a week. So the monoclonal antibodies really worked for me. And that's my story, sir.
Oh my goodness. Sherry, I am so glad you survived. The world would have been a very much poorer place without you. Thank
well,
you.
And yes. And on my bed and on that bed, I said, God, you know, cause I had made this course Shine. I just finished recording it. And I said, God, if you allow me to get up off this bed, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to share my story with the world because people need to know what's going on. And so I put together a short little documentary with what had worked for me, and I called it the Recovery Blueprint. And so that's what I started doing. And then I started the YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel just started to grow and grow and grow because people are looking for answers. And then here we are doing the summit. And so God knows what he has. What I would like to do is be able to hold two more summits this year because it's my passion to be a platform to help get the truth out. People need to know. And what is coming our way, we get to be prepared for this and we get to stand in faith and not in fear. And for that, those of us who are of faith, get to come alongside and give light to those who are unaware.
We all need that. We need it for COVID and we need it for everything else that we perceive is right there on the edge of just overtaking what we would think of as any kind of normal life.
Exactly. So, and it seems like we are getting a breather, but really this is the moment. This is the time and we get to do this and that light always overcomes darkness.
You know, your sharing and your taking on this role is really doing for others now what didn't happen for you before you became really deathly ill. So it's a gift to the world, what you're doing.
It is. It is, because this summit is a gift for people, because this way they can access the doctors that really care for them. And then also the different gifts that they have for them, the treatments and the options, and the heads up on what is coming.
Well, this has been lovely. I have been so engaged in talking with Sherry that I forgot to say a word about our own book. That's unusual. So folks, Ginger and I have a book out. It's sold 90,000 copies already. It has introductions by three of the best physicians in COVID in the world. Peter A. McCullough, MD, and Sherry's holding up the book, but you can't see that. It's very sweet. Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH, and Zev Zelenko, MD, and Lee Valit, MD. If you want to, I'll go back to our book in a minute. We only have a minute and a half. But if you want more information on treatment, you want to get right to it, go to truthforhealth.org, and you'll find there a book by Peter McCullough, a booklet, and by Lee Valit. And you can also find all this information in our book and all the contacts. And the book is COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. And I think one of the best things I can say about it is that Bobby Kennedy, RF Kennedy Jr., just as his own wonderful book was coming out, The Real Anthony Fauci, he took the time to do an endorsement for our book, which was incredibly generous for him to do, in which he said, if you want the real full deep story on the conspiracy, the criminal conspiracy, he called it, behind COVID-19, read DeBregan's book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. So we got about 30 seconds left, Sherry. Wonderful, wonderful show. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Wonderful to see you and my wife talking. And
I loved it. Thank you, yes. Sherry.
It was marvelous. Maybe the first of many.
Oh, I'd like that so much.
Yes. Yes. We're going to do it.
Great.
Well, I hope it inspires you to feel real good about what we're doing.
I am.
Yes.
Thank you to all our listeners. And we will be back again next week with another guest.